He's like, I gotta turn on the tape recorder. And we got a message from. We have a message. No, we don't have a message. No one's have a message. Right. Turn it up on the Kofsa. Turn it up on. We had Kama. Right. Turn it up on him. Kechof Aleph Amid Beis. Turn it up on him. Mitzvah Chanukah. What is Mitzvah Chanukah? Ner Ishu Beisai. Okay. Ner Ishu Beisai means one Ner. You have a Gansa Beis. You have 13 children. And you light one candle every single night. The Mahadrin. Okay, Mahadrin is near l'chol echav yechad. The Sony in the background that's talking. So you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna mute you all, Rabbi Yisai. I'm gonna mute you all. What happened to Yisrael Zeh, to him, the other guy? You could unmute yourself if you want to speak up. You can unmute yourself. But in the meantime, I muted you all because there's someone there in the background that's making noise. That's okay. It's good. Believe me, you don't want to be like me. It's quiet. Nothing. No sound of life. It's not very pleasant. Tarabana, mitzvah is ner Chanukah, ner Shabbesa, v'mahadrin. What's mahadrin? Ner l'chol echad v'yechad. Each one lights one ner. Now, v'hamahadrin and v'mahadrin, what does that mean? V'shamay oymen, yoyim rishon malik shmoyna, mikan v'elech poichetz v'hoylech. V'shil oymen, yoyim rishon malik achas, mikan v'elech moise v'hoylech. There's one thing. There's only one thing you learn tonight. Only one thing you learned tonight, you should know this machloikus over here between Rashi and Tosfos, is when it says mahadrin mina mahadrin, is that going back on mahadrin, or mahadrin mina mahadrin is going back on the ikur mitzvah? What do I mean, Shimon? What are you laughing? What are you laughing, Shimon? Pay attention. I can see your every move. I can see your every move.
I forgot my son. Write the note.
There's a machloikis. There's a machloikis. Shlomi, you know this machloikis? That when it says mahadrin, you go ask a child in the street, what are they? They'll tell you there are three madregos, three steps on the ladder. And each step is building upon upon its predecessor. The Iker Hadin is to light one air. The next madregos, every single person in the bayis should light one air. The third madrega is every single person in the bayis should light eight going down or one going up. Right? Isn't that the pshat, Shimon? Right? It's not the pshat. Who says? The pshat is when it says mahadrin mina mahadrin, it's going back on number one. The Iker Hadin is to light one candle for the entire bayis. Mahadrin mina mahadrin is the one person that's lighting for the entire bayis, he should light eight candles and go down, or one candle and go up. No one ever said anything that every single person in the bayis should light eight candles going up or eight going down. That's way too much. The Gemara, it's like a pyramid. Yeah, the starting point is one ner for the entire bayis. From there, what?
It sounds like that there's no one who holds like what we do now. Everybody likes every single candle.
No, that's the machlokes. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ner ishu beisoy, ner echad b'chol laila. V'ish v'chol b'nei beisoy sagilu b'ner echad. V'hamahadrin, achar ha-mitzvahs, oise ner echad b'chol laila, l'chol echad v'echad b'nei ha-bayis. Now that bayis, wait, what is that mashma from Rashi? From Rashi, it's mashma, who lights the candles? Not every person in your house. The father. You know what this is like? It's like, this is the makar. When a woman lights Ner Shabbos, tell your mom she said this here. When a woman lights Ner Shabbos, what's the common minhag? She lights one candle for all of her, each for each child. Shem, is that what you do in your house? Your wife, she lights a separate candle for each child. So do each of the children come up to the Leichter on Friday night and they light their candle? Is that how it goes? Is that the way it works? Shlomi, in your house, your wife lights all the children?
The children light, but the wife doesn't light.
What? Your wife, does she light? Your children light? Your wife doesn't light?
No, my wife doesn't like Hanukkah candles.
Not Hanukkah, you're not listening. Ner Shabbos, wake up. Ner Shabbos, I said now.
You mean I was sleeping?
When you light Ner Shabbos, when your wife lights Ner Shabbos, how many candles does she light? All each candle for each child?
Yeah.
Yeah? So do the children come up and they light the candle? Every Friday, your daughter comes from wherever she is. She comes to the house and she lights it. What? So your wife does it for her. Your wife lights whatever the children are. She lights two plus for all the children each candle. It's the Zel Bezach from Rashi Yitzmashma. That's what it means, Mahadrin. It's not like we do today. Every child has the Chanukah menorah and they light their own manna. No. There's only one person making a bracha. The father makes the bracha, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvayis v'tzvanu l'halik ner Chanukah. And if he has five children, so he lights six candles. He lights one candle for himself and his wife, Ishtakibesa, and then he lights another five candles. You don't let the kids light, everyone lights their own candle. Look at Rashi. Rashi says Vahamahadrin.
I see.
The Mahadrin means the person himself. And that's the way a woman lights Shabbos candles. She lights. Not the children light. That's a Lubavitcher minute. The children Bastamazoi, she lights. Okay, then we come to Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. Now, Rashi was very smart. He stayed out of this. He knew that this is an explosive stuff. So he doesn't even want to say anything garnished. He doesn't want to say, what does it mean, Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin? Look at Toysis. The Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, Nira Luri, the Beishamai, Beisila, Loikaimi, Ela, Ner Ishu Beisoi. According to the Ri, when it says Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, we're going back on the Rosh Habayis. The Rosh Habayis, he doesn't light only one Ner. He doesn't light one Ner for every one of his children. Rashi really is mashma like the Ri, because Rashi sets it up. Rashi sets up in the beginning of the sugya that there's only one person lighting. Only one person is lighting for the Gantz Habayis, the Rosh Habayis. So what does he do?
So in other words, the Torah Rabban is mitzvahs Chanukah near each place.
Period. That's the Yisoid.
Depend. If you have five children, you light six.
According to Rashi, the Hamahadrin,
right.
Step number two, is Ner L'cholech V'yachad. The Hamahadrin and Hamahadrin is that the Rosh Habayis, he doesn't light for every child. He lights eight. The first night he lights eight and he goes down, or he lights one, he goes up for the whole bias, for the ganze bias.
What happened to the previous machlokes if you light for every child or not?
No, that's shvach. That's only mahadrin. There's a bigger hiddur in going eight down to one up to eight, even if you have 20 children or you have one child.
But the problem with that is you don't know if someone sees from outside that there's eight candles. He doesn't know, is this day one and there's eight children? Or is this day eight?
Okay, listen, you can't solve all the world's problems. Let's not worry about the chshad yet. Let's just first on the basics. The pashtos of the Gemara from Rashi and Tosfos is the way you light Hanukkah candles is the Ereshit Zach is only one person lights the menorah. V'zehu, the Tata. V'zehu. Now, what does the father do? Does the father behave like the wife when she lights Ner Shabbos? She lights it's a minug. She lights one candle for each child. Not the children. The children aren't lighting nothing. Garnished. You don't touch the candles. Only one Chanukah menorah. Or better, instead of the father lighting for one candle for each child, the father himself lights. He lights Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad. I'm sorry, he goes eight down to one or one up to eight. That's what the Ri says. And from the Ri, it's mashma, that's really what Rashi seems to say. Because Rashi seems to say that when it says the Mahadrin doesn't mean that each child lights. It means that the father lights all the children. Look at the Ri. This Tosfos, im loibasi el, if we only came to learn the Masechta for this Tosfos, it would be Kedai. The whole day will be Kedai just to learn this Tosfos, to take something out of this world. Look at those poor people who died today. That's it. It's over. No more chances. Mamish Keferlich, 42-year-old guy, 39-year-old guy, 62-year-old person, 80 years old. All these people are in critical condition. Unbelievable. I have a friend, he's on the ventilator. His mother told me the ventilator is doing 80% of the breathing. 80%. And the governor said, every day you remain on the ventilator, your chances go down and down and down. The more the body gets used to the ventilator, you're in a lot of trouble. Very, very frightening. Rashi, v'amahadrim and amahadrim nira l'ri d'bei shamay l'bei sila l'kaimei ela aner ish u'beisai. Shekein yesh yoyser hider. Okay, b'bei shamay the only cotton l'kaimei, el aner ish u'beisai. They're going back on that. In other words, even if you have 20 children, think about it. If you have 20 children, ultimately, when Hanukkah is over, you're going to end up lighting a lot more candles if you have 20 children. Because every single night of the Erev of Hanukkah, you're going to have to light 21 candles. One for yourself and 20 candles. If you're going to Mahadran, Midah Mahadran, you're going to be lighting a lot less than if you had 20 children. Think about it, make do the math. You're a math person. You're a math person. So you do the math.
That's true, Brian.
21 multiplied by 8. If you have 20 children and you're lighting every single night 21 candles, so 21 multiplied by 8 equals whatever it equals. But if... What?
168.
What? But if you're going to light, you're just going to go down, 8 down to 1, or 1 up to 8, then you're lighting 40. How many candles? 44 candles. So how you save a lot of money. You look how much the carbon emissions, you know, the environmentalists will be very happy with you. But yet the Gemara says it's Mahadrim and Amad. Why? Because Hekera, it's not about how much light you put into the world. It's about the Heker you bring to the Welt that the Rebbeinu Shalom is the Melech. You hear? It's not about quantity, it's about quality. There's a lot of Musa here. That's according to the Re. Vait and Taisvis. You have 20 children and you light every night 20 candles. Afilu Yosef mikan ve'elech. Even if, what does this mean in Tosfos? Avlim oise ner l'chol echad. Afilu Yosef mikan ve'elech. Leko hekera. What does it mean? She yismeru sheken yesh b'nei Adam babayis.
It's what I said.
Avol im oisener l'chol echad. Also, if you're going to start out, what he means is as follows. What kind of mahadrin mina mahadrin is it? Because if you're going to tell me that mahadrin is every single person in the bayis lights one candle. Okay, if every still was, so let's review. What's the halach?
Every night.
In other words, every night. And now, what are we going to do? And now we're going to build upon that. We're going to have each one of the people, each one of the children, not just to light one candle for themselves. Each one of them are going to light 2 candles, 3 candles, 4 candles. There is no hekera. He's saying over here, Amar Dikadin. Let's understand. You're going to ruin, he's saying, you're going to ruin the heker of the miracle of Maisif HaHoylich if you're going to start out by every single person in the bias is going, or even if the is going to light one candle for themselves. If every single person in the bias is going to light a candle for themselves, and now you want to go build upon that, and every single person in the bayis should light Moisif HaHoylech, then people are going to walk by your door, they're going to say, oh, yesterday he had in the house 10 children, and today all the grandchildren came for a Hanukkah party. So that's why today there are 20 candles. They're not going to appreciate that the reason why there are 20 candles today is because today is day 2 of Hanukkah, and you're Moisif HaHoylech. So you're not going to gain the whole din. There's a lot of so much love this that we have to go by. But the whole din of Hanukkah is it should be noticeable what you're doing. People have to pay attention. So if the starting point is you light one single candle, vizehu, and now the choice is, if you want to be mahader, you have 2 mahalchim. Either you're going to light an additional candle for each child every single night, or you yourself will just light 8 down to 1 or 1 up to 8. Then the people passing by the door will say, ah, this is called a hiddur. But if you're going to tell me that the Mahadran Mina Mahadran builds upon every single child lighting a candle, or you, the Balabais yourself, every single child lighting a candle, and now you're going to build upon that. Everyone's going to light 2, 3, 4. Then the Mahadran and a Mahadran is not going to be noticeable. Because since when you pass people's houses, this guy has 10 children, this guy has 5 children, this guy has 3 children, this guy has 18 children, this guy has 36 children. So it's not noticeable. And now comes the second night. Oh, there's more candles. It's a hefkeros. There's no hakara that tonight is the second night of Hanukkah, the third night of Hanukkah, because everyone anyway is lighting different numbers of candles. But if you're going to tell me that Mahadran and a Mahadran goes back to the Ikar Hadin, the Ikar Hadin is you light one candle. So then, if you're going to be lighting more than one candle, so then it's either you're going to be lighting for all of your children, or you alone are going to be lighting 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Then those people that are going to follow Mahadran and a Mahadran are going to shine. It's going to be Nikar, the Seder Hadvarim, the Seder of the Nes. So the bottom line is, Tosfos makes a very strong point to tell you that halacha is not like what we do. We have the minhag now by us that every single person lights their own Chanukiah, their own Hanukkah menorah, and everyone lights 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We are of the halacha lemaisa that Mahadran and a Mahadran goes back on Mahadran. Klar, is that clear?
Yeah.
Shim, is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay, even though from Rashi and Tois it's mashma not, but that we don't pass like Rashi and Tois. We do it not like what it says over here. If you really want to see written up very klar, the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan is always the best. The Aruch HaShulchan has a gift. He knows how to write. Not that many people know how to write.
It wasn't his handwriting.
What? By the way, we
asked someone in my family to write his handwriting because he didn't have a good handwriting.
Yeah, but he knew how to write. He knew how to express himself very well.
Yeah. I'm talking about his handwriting himself.
They just put out a biography on him now, last year. Okay, Vital, let's go fast now. Okay, weiter. The Mahadran and Mahadran, the Nelchad Avir, Mahadran and Mahadran, Nerisham, Mim Yom Rishon, Malik Shemoina, Mikan, the Eilech, Poiches, Vohilech, Beslam, Mim Yom Rishon, Malik Achas, Mikan, Eilech, Mosavoilech, Amaula, Pligi, Botre, Amoroi, Bimad of the Argon, Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yossi Bar Ovin, Rabbi Yossi Bar Zavida. Chadamah 1 says, Time of the Beisham, that's you go from 8 down to 1, Kineged, Yom Hanichnosim, the number of days that have come into Hanichnosim. In other words, how many days right now? There are 8 days left. There are 8 days that are left to Hanukkah. 7 days left. 6 days left. 5 days left. The time of the Beis Hillel Kenegiyam Hayoitzim. How many days have passed? Okay, this is Machlokes Beis Shammai's Hillel is an incredible insight into their whole way of living, the whole mahus of life. And you live, Shloimi, do you always looking back to the past or you looking to the future? Okay, all different times, some people, they live in the past. They live in the past. Shimon, don't live in the past. Live in the future. They're always looking back to the past. Beis Shammai says on the first night of Hanukkah, 8. You know why? We're looking to the future. There are 8 days left to Hanukkah. Beis Hillel says, past, new, 1 day gone. Gone, look, you're looking back into the past. Beis Hillel looks to the past. Beis Shammai looks to the future. Now, the problem, though, is that's all very good and fun when you're young. Because when you're young, there's a big future ahead of you. But when you get older, my father used to say to me, I have more yesterdays than tomorrows. It's a very frightening thing. I have more yesterdays than tomorrows. So then, when you're looking to the tomorrows, there aren't many tomorrows left. That many tomorrows, very frightening. So you want to draw inspiration from the yesterdays. Hear the vart, Shimon? Pal vart? Weiter. The Chadam one says time to be shabbat we can make the party a chag. Other says no, let's go to the korbanos. Sukkot, on Sukkot we offer 70 korbanos. Uvayoyim hasheni. Right, so every day you go down in number 13, 12. The potim, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8. What comes after 8? Shimon, what do they teach us? What comes after 8? 6? I don't remember anymore. Okay, you go after 8, you go down to the low next number, 7. Time Beisham, the time Beisil, the Malim, the Kodesh, the Ain Mighty Din, you have to go higher and higher. Amarava, Bachanam Yochan, the Shnei Zikim, what you've been seeing. By the way, we've got a time, so by the way, remember, get your fingers ready. The first one that logs on gets extra dessert tonight. Okay, when the Zoom goes out, because we're so cheap, we don't want to give them a few bucks. You have to log back in. Omar Rabba Barbar Chana Omar Rabbi Yochanan Shnei Zikim. What you see in the one Echad Kibes Shamai Vichad Oskib the Vesilu Ze Noisen Tamlu Vav Kenegi Pariachak. Turn up on the mitzvah nicha about Pesach beisay b'bechutz. You put it where on the Pesach beisay b'bechutz, on the outside of the Pesach beisay. Im hoy davar aliyah. If you live on the second floor, manicha b'chaloy nasmuchol l'rishus rabim. That's what we do b'zman hazeh. We put it in the chaloy. What? What? What did you say?
We're coming in very unclear for just a few minutes. Okay. You're coming in
very unclear. Okay. Am I clear now? Weiter. Tanabana. Ner Chanukah mitzvah lahanicha al Pesach beisam b'chutz on the outside of your door. Im ha yador ba'al if you live upstairs, manicha b'chaloyin hasmuchol l'roshos haram. That's what we do b'zman hazeh. In other words, b'zman hazeh, we are all begeder aliyah. Okay, b'zman hazeh gantz. We're all b'nei aliyah. We're all begeder b'nei aliyah. We all put it. B'chaloyin hasmuchol l'roshos rabim. B'rushas ha-sakana. Manicha al shulchone v'dayoy. You put your dining room table v'dayoy. I had a neighbor across the street that was a chassid, was one of the closest chassid to the Ten Kodav. And he would tell me all the Ten Kodav, the Ten Kodav, not the one who passed away, the one who, the Holocaust survivor. And he lived in Flapashir until on his dying day, he put the Chanukah menorah on his dining room table. His mesorah was, you live in America, you live in Golis. The essence of living in Golis is Sakana. Memela, there's no inyan of putting the Chanukah menorah on the chaloyin asmuchel rishus rabim. You put the Chanukah menorah, that was his mesorah, on the dining room table, vidayoy. Amarava, tzorch ner cheres lashtamish l'ora. If you want to go and use the ner Chanukah, you need another ner. Because it's also l'shtameish l'oira. So you need another ner chan, and you need a shot, what we call a shamash. That's not necessarily so. The truth is, many hold you have to have two shamashim. You know that? Two shamashim. One is the shamash, which is the servant, the one that lights all the candles. And then you have another ner, which you use if you want to be nene from the or. Okay, all the Chanukah ners only come with nine candles. They don't come with number 10. But you should know, the chassidish minig is they have actually 10. They have 8 for the Chanukah, 1 for the Shamash, which is the one that is the servant who lights all the other candles. And then there's a special ner in case you want to be nene l'oira, you should not be nichshol. We don't do that. We give the Shamash two roles. It's the Shamash, it's the one that lights the other candles, plus it also is the one that we use to derive benefit in case the derive light. Let's say there is a madura. Let's say there is a torch. In other words, there is electricity. You have over here a very big fire. Then loit tsarich, you do not need a shamash. You don't need it. Okay, those who why? Because everyone over here is telling you. See, you have to take a step back. The reason people it's a shal of marasayin. Amarav, tzorich ne'achas l'shtam. Now, but see, this is not so clear. It says your l'shtam eish l'oira. If you look over here on the side, it's very important. Tevos elu mochok. Okay, I told you one shot. The reason why you need ne'achares is l'shtam eish l'oira. That's what it says in the nusach of our Gemara. However, if you look on the side, the Gra says this is an error, a printer's mistake. Tevois Elu Mochuk. Erase these words. It says Tsaruch Ner Acheres, period. Rashi's Girsa did not have these words like the Gra. Why? Because Rashi says the Eloi Loi Havi Heker. It's not noted. If someone walks by, comes into your home, and he sees there's a candelabra and it's lit, they're going to say the reason why there's a candelabra is because you just need light in your home. It's not because it's Hanukkah. They're not going to recognize. But when they see there's another candle lit for your illumination, and then they see the Hanukkah menorah, then it's noticeable that this is a Hanukkah menorah. So it has nothing to do with practical use of the light. Even if you're not planning to use any light at all, you don't want someone to suspect that this is just an ordinary candelabra. So you have to have another ner in order to show. And then it goes on to say, let's say you're an Adam Choshev. An Adam Choshev does not lower himself to derive benefit from a medura, from a big fire. An Adam Choshev derives light from a candelabra. So even if you have in the home a big medura burning, and you have on the dining room table a candelabra, a person will make a mistake and think that the Ner Chanukah on the table is just a candelabra, because an Adam Choshev does not derive benefit from a medur. It's not dignified, and they're going to think that his primary source of light is the candelabra on the table, and they're not going to realize that this is really a Chanukah candle. So an Adam Choshev needs an extra candle to show that, no, I have illumination that's dignified, and the Chanukah menorah is for miyuchet for Chanukah. So Memela once heard shot is that Bezman Hazeh, every single Yid is an Adam Choshev. And that's why we all have a Ner Shamash, an extra Ner. Because today, no one's making any mistake. No one, we all have a Medura. We have a million Meduras. All the electricity we have all over the place is the Medura. No one today goes and derives benefit from a candelabra on the table. So today, you don't need to have a Shamash. You don't need to have an extra candle. It's davar pashut ad noi that this is a Chanukah menorah. So why in the world do you need a shamash today? You know what the answer is? Because the Gemara says, the Adam Choshev who? If you're an Adam Choshev, even if Rabbi Shaliman, I'm logging back in. We got logged out. We got moved out. What is this crazy thing here? Hello, are you there? You hear me? You hear me, Shlomi? Shlomi, you hear me?
Yes.
When you were logged in, did it say waiting for the host to start?
No.
What happened to Shimon?
He's already there.
We lost Shimon. We lost one of our men. He fell overboard.
Uh-oh.
We lost the person. We lost someone.
Time to take it out.
Where's Shimon? Oh, Lehman's also gone. He's also disappeared. Lehman also jumped ship.
Here's USS Mumford.
It's very sad. Vayit in the Gemara.
Im
Adam Choshev v'hu avgavdika medur tzorch ner acheres. Next, Mai Chanukah. Now we go to the sugya of Chanukah. Mai Chanukah, what is Chanukah? Mai Chanukah, b'tan rabbanon, b'chavi b'kislev v'yom midachan, d'chanukah, t'man y'inon. the day on the 20th of the Avchan of the Kislev, of your 8th of Chanukah, the Misubchan, Lamai Nafkamina, you're not allowed to deliver eulogies. Oh, Shulim is back. He's back. Baruch Hashem is back. You're not allowed to deliver eulogies. The loyalist, honest one, you're not allowed to go and fast. Why? Now, by the way, let me ask you a Chakira. Is it, what's Chanukah? Is Chanukah? What was the miracle, Rabbi Yisai? What's the miracle? Don't ever forget this, Yisai. What's the miracle? Was the miracle that on the 8th, that on the 20th day of Kislev, the Nerois lasted for 8 days? There were 8 days, and the oil was only supposed to last one day, but miraculously it lasted for 8 days? Or is the pshat that the Ner Chanukah only lasted one day? The Ner Menorah only lasted one day. The miracle was Hashem compressed time. He took 8 days and squeezed it into one day. You hear the Chakira? Did the Ribbono Shel Olam allow? What?
What is that second shot?
Hashem took 8 days. The oil only lasted one day. But the Ribbono Shel Olam, he took time and he squeezed 8 days into one day. It says, Beferish in the Gemara, the second shot. It says, the Torah Rabban, Bechavi Bekislev, Yoimei, on the 25th day of Kislev, are 8 days. 8 days were compressed into one day. That's what it says in the Gemara. And the Mechaber quotes this Gemara Mila B'Mila. And the Ramah is very disturbed. So the Ragmah says, Maschilin. He adds a word in the parentheses. Maschilin, it begins 8 days. Shimon, are you there? Shimon, what happened to you? Weiter.
I'm here.
Yelavard, my Chanukah, the Rabban, the Kislev, Yerbi, the Chanukah, Temanya, Inon. There are 8 days that are compressed into the one day. You hear Shlomi, you hear what's going on. It's like the quarantine. It's not the Pshat that we're going to survive a month like this. The Pshat is that everybody in Shlomi is taking a whole month and he's squeezing it into one day. Yelavard? Yoimei de Chanukah teman yoinun deloyin lemay nafkamin deloyin lemisbad behoin. You're not allowed to deliver eulogies. That's exactly what's happening now in the quarantine. There are no levayos. No one is getting the covered hames that they deserve. Udeloy lesanos behoin, and there's no fasting allowed because it's a sakana, and it's anyway chodesh Nisan. When the Yevanim came into the Heichal, Timu Kol Hashemanim, they contaminated all of the oil of Shabbeichal, which governed Malchus based Hashemanim, and they prevailed. Batku, they investigated V'loy Matzu Elapach Echa Aechad Shal Shem Shayimunach B'Chay Sama Shal Koyin Gadol V'lohoy Boy Elahalik Elahalik Yoimechad, one day. Now wait a minute. What did the Choysam do? There's a din of Heset. Even if I'm going to have to punish the person that's making noise over there by muting him. He's making too much noise for me. Sorry. Heset. Even if there's a seal around the Pach Shemen, if a guy moves it, it becomes Tameh. Midin Heset Hazov, because all goyim have the status of Zovim, and a Zov is Metameh Beheset. Voshte in Toisvis, Toisvis says, Shoha Yemunach B'chasim Shokoyin Gadol, Im Kvar Gazhu Al Hanachnim Lios Kizovim, Tzorech Loimar, Shoha Yemunach B'chosam B'karka, Shloye Sitoi Hakli. If you don't know this Toisvis, then you know nothing about Chanukah. If you only came tonight to learn this Tosfos, it would be kedai to learn this Tosfos. This Tosfos says, what would it accomplish if they went and there was the Chosam on the Pach Shemesh Shel Kohen Gadol? If a guy moves a utensil, even if it's 100% sealed, it's not going to make a difference. If a guy moves you, that's already Tumah. And the Mela has to be buried in the ground. The Mela, this is an amoridic musa to us. We think that we're sheltered. We're in the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash, and we dress like Yidden, and we do all the Avodah, we daven, we learn, we do Alagut HaZachin, and we're completely hermetically sealed as a Yid. So what if the Goyim move us from the outside? if the goyim influence us in our derech hachayim, even though we're hermetically sealed in the bati kinesius, the bati midrashos, does the din of hesed hazav, and it's tameh. The only way to survive is to go into the karaka. You hear? Is the karaka. The karaka is you gotta mamish hide from the goyim. There's a lot of musa here. You hear the vart, Shlomi? You hear the vart? I muted you. You have to unmute yourself because I can't hear you what you're saying. Vaita. Vaita in the Gemara.
Now I'm unmuted, right?
Vaita in the Gemara. There's a very important toisvis. Next piece of Gemara. Okay. We have a bad kuvle matzal pachem shom 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 that comes out of a patish, a hammer that the smith bangs on the anvil, and it produces anvil, and it produces, what did I say? The anvil, and it produces a spark, the yotza, the hizik, and the spark comes and ignites a stalk of flax, and it blows up. Chayiv, the patish is chayiv, because you should be more careful not to allow the sparks to cause them to ignite. However, another halacha, nay halacha. Gamol shetoan pishtin v'hu over birush sarabim v'nichnas pishtin l'zecha b'chanus. He's walking with an oversized bundle, a wide load. There's like these things on the road, right? What is it called? What is it on the back of these vehicles? What does it say, Shlomi?
Wide load.
And then some of the items on the wide load enters into the store and it's ignited by a fire. And then it continues on the road and it lights up and it comes in contact with another house and lights that house. Gomol shetohun pish, and it was overloaded with flax. And it enters into a store. And it gets ignited. And the pishton continues down the road. And as it goes down the road, it lights up another bias. They look at Habira, and it lights up someone else's house. Balagomol chayiv, you should be more careful. An oversized load is dangerous. Another halacha, if the chenvini puts his ner outside, you have no business putting a candle outside, then the chenvini is responsible. Chenvini chayiv. Now we come to the reason why we brought down this braisa. Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to be exempt because why? Amar Avina, Zoysa Meres, Mitzvah, Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah, Lenicha, B'Soy Chasara. Ner Chanukah, you're potter. Why? Rashi says because he did a Bereshus. When it's Chanukah, a person has permission by the Chacham to put the Ner Chanukah outside, and therefore this time of the year, the people who go in the street, they have to beware, because since it's the Zman of a Mitzvah, they have the right to put it outside. And the Mela, we learned this in Halacha, where exactly you put the Ner Chanukah. Since you're going to be exempt, you have a right to put the Ner Chanukah outside the bayis. Omar, within 10 tefachim. Because if the halacha were to be that you're supposed to put the nechanik above 10 tefachim, then it seems the over here says that the gomel does not come in contact with the nechanikah that is lower than 10. Then you can say that the Baal HaGomel can say to the person who put the nechanikah out in the street, why am I chayif? Even though you have permission to put the nechanikah in the street, you only have permission to put the nechanikah above 10 tefachim, not below 10 tefachim. The fact that the Baal HaGomel is going to be chayiv indicates that the person who put the ner out in the street is permitted to do so, even if the ner is going to be put below 10 tefachim. Frag the Gemara v'dilma I mitrichilei tuva ostel limlumi mitzvah. It's not a raya. The Gemara is saying it's not a raya. B'emes, I'll tell you that al halacha l'maisa, you can and it is advisable to put the ner chanukah l'maylo miyud. It's not a raya. It's not a raya. B'etzem, you can put the ner chanukah l'mechuyiv. However, the Chazal did not trouble a person to do so. They allowed him to the Ner Chanukah, even Lamata, and that's why the Baal HaGomel was going to be Chai. But it's not a right what the Ikur location of Ner Chanukah is. Halacha Lamais, we talk about the ideal place to put the Ner Chanukah is 7 Tfachim. 7 Tfachim above the ground. They have like small little tables Not everyone is machmer on this, because since it was on a zeh, anyway, we don't do it outside. Anyway, it was on a zeh, we do it in the bias. So a bit about the chaloin. So we're not machmer upon this, but if your person wants to make it, then the ideal place should be 7 tfachim from the ground. Amar Rav Kahana, Darash Rav Nosan Bar Min Yomim, Lishnei Gabi Tanchim. Ner, Shal Chanukah. Notice the Gemara here, it says Ner Shel Chanukah. It doesn't say, where is this? Here's a good one. Here's a Geschmacka one. No, this is the wrong one. To take this out.
No, it was just teeth.
I probably took it out. What I do over here?
Okay, so take
it out. Should we plug it in? Oh. Perfect. What do you got? What do you give me this over here? Go wash your hands to make sure it's contaminated for me. There you go.
Perfect.
Okay.
Shukar.
Okay, wash your hands. Okay, don't get contaminated. See your pen?
No.
Okay, weiter. Weiter in the Gemara. Yeah. Ner shel chanuk shenichlamal mechof ama psula kisukuch amavu. Yeah, if it's higher than 20 amas. No good, because no one can see it. Okay, good. Rabbi say good. Shlomi good. Yeah. Shlomi, I can't hear you. No, it's good. Okay, good. Right, I want to make sure everyone over here is awake. Dorash. Rav Nosson bar Miyomi Mishmedu Dumei Rav Tanchum Maidach Siv Haborek Ein Boi Mayim. They threw Yosef into the bar. It was empty. There was no water. Mimash Nema Haborek Ein Yudeshu Ein Boi Mayim. Ela Mai Tamalom Ein Boi Mayim. Mayim Ein Boi. Avon Nechoshim Yakrav Yesh Boi. Om Rabba. Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Lenicha V'Tefach Hasmucho L'Pesach. There's a mitzvah to put the Ner Chanukah by the Pesach Tefach. Hasmuchel Pesach, right opposite the opening. Vehecha monach le Rav Acha b'Reid Rav Amar miyamin. You put it on the right side, the same location of the mezuzah. When you come into the bayis on the right side, so right along your right side, you can have the mezuzah and the Ner Chanukah. Rav Shlomi Divsim Amar mishmol the left side. The Hilchasa on the left side. Mishmol lachatchila, where do you put the menorah? On the left side. To be surrounded by mitzvahs. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Asi, also lehartzvahs, most, connected Ner Chanukah. You're not allowed to count money. You're not allowed to count money opposite the Ner Chanukah. And instead, where should you count the money? In front of your grandchildren and give them a lot of money. Ki amirte amita kamudishmol amali v'chi ner kedusha yeshba. What's the why not? What is so terrible counting money opposite the Ner Chanukah? Does it have kedusha? Maskel Rav Yosef v'chidam kedusha yeshbay. It's no worse than blood. What do we find by blood? The Tanya v'shafach v'chisa. It says in the pasuk that you shall spill the blood of the animal, and you shall cover it with earth. Bima sheshafach. We make the juxtaposition. Bima sheshafach yichaseh. The juxtaposition teaches us you should use your hands to cover the blood. Do not cover the blood with your foot. Covering the blood with your foot is a bezoin to the blood. Shlo yichasen beregel with your foot. Shlo yuhu mitzvahs bezuyus alof. Hochinami, enochinami. The Ner is no kedusha. The Ner is no worse than tzitzis. When your tzitzis, they run out. When your tzitzis do its thing and they're no longer pristine white. What do you do with it? You put it in a plastic bag and you're allowed to put it in the garbage. Okay, so there's no kedusha. Yet, although there's no kedusha, you're not allowed to be mevazit. It has to be disposed of in a dignified way. Likewise, the Ner Chanukah, the Ner has no kedusha. But while the Ner is lit, you should not be mevazit by counting money in its presence. Just like when it comes to the mitzvah of Shechita, there's dam. Don't go be mevazit the mitzvah of Shechita by pushing your foot over the blood. The Gemara has mashed that the blood is a chelik of the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Shlodim mitzvah is bezuyis alav. The dam is not the mitzvah. Dam is not tzitzis. What's the mitzvah? Dam is not the ner. You see from this Gemara, Mordek Yisoid, the blood is a chelik of the mitzvah. When a person does shchita, you're making a bracha on the ma'isa shchita, but the blood is the cheftza of the shchita. You hear the word Shimon? It's not the way you would think. The average person, you stop them on the street, If you can find a person today who's still walking the streets, and you would stop them, you would say, explain to me, when you do a Maisa Shechita, tell me, what's the Maisa? It's the Maisa Shechita. The Chalois HaBroch is Chal on the Maisa of moving
true,
in.
The Gemara Pesachim speaks about if you have different things in mind, but any other three things, HaLocha speaker.
That's by Kachem. We're not discussing Kachem. Let's discuss the Shechita Schulin. Shechita Schulin. A bird. Okay, poultry. Today, to get a bird, you know how precious it is to go find the bird to eat? The people, they weren't birds in America for a whole week in America. Okay? There were no birds. So when you do the ma'aseh, when you make the bracha, asher kedushanu b'mitzvoseh v'tzvon ala shechita, where's the chalois bracha? On the ma'aseh shechita. The Gemara is saying, no, it's not correct. The bracha has a chalois on the blood. On the blood that comes out from the shechita. The haraya, when you do the kisui hadam, the kisui, you're not allowed to be mevaze the dam. The dam. Let me ask you a question. What about the waste products? What about the meat? You can't go kick the meat. You don't find anywhere a halacha, but you're not allowed to go kick the meat, to push the meat to the side with your feet. It doesn't say that anywhere. The only place that it says you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do it, the blood. Okay, there's a mitzvah of kisui hadam. Okay, you have to cover the blood. The blood, so the blood also, the blood is a chelik, there's a chefsa on the din dam. Hachinam shloye mitzvahs bezuyis alav. Boy, minev, merbi yach, merbi yach, merbi. So when it comes to the ner chanukah, also the ner chanukah, the ner is b'shas hadlaka, it's not kodush, but it's a mitzvah, and it demands that you're not mevaze. It's very important, the halacha you learn from over here is that when it comes to a mace, to a person who died, even if the person is not a tzaddikal, the person's no great shakes, you can't say about him that it was a kaddush, holy person. He had a very mundane, so what? Doesn't matter. The fact is, he's no less than a chefsa de mitzvah. And a chefsa de mitzvah that requires kavura. He requires kavura, the tzelem alukim, and you're not allowed to be mevaze that guf. Every guf, being that it demands kavura, is no less than the dam. And when it comes to the dam, it says it's a chefza de mitzvah, shloite mitzvah bezuya solaf. Next Gemara. Boy, my name is Rabbi Yoshua, and living my last topic, minoy sukkah kol shiva. Are you allowed to draw pleasure from the noise? So you hang up and you took what are the ikonoy sukkah on the shiva saminim? What are the noise sukkah? What are they? The kratzmach decorations? Is that the noise sukkah? Okay, what the grandchildren bring home from kindergarten, is that called noy sukkah? The ikur noy sukkah are the dvarim shenishtabech b'chem eretz Yisrael. The shiva saminim. You hang up in the sukkah pomegranates. You hang up peach, dates, olives, kernels of wheat, kernels of barley. What happens if on sukkahs you're running low on oil? You need some more olive oil for your dish that you're planning to prepare for the su'uda. Are you allowed to go out to the sukkah and take some of the olives hanging from the ceiling and take them down, crush them, produce oil, and add it to your dish? Mahu le'estapek minay sukkah kol shiv, all 7 days of sukkahs. Amalei hari amru osu laharit sais mos kenegin min ner Chanukah. It's no different than ner Chanukah. Just like when it comes to ner Chanukah. Just like when it comes to Ner Chanukah, the halacha is that you're not allowed to be mevazeh the ner by counting money. The noy sukkah that has been designated as an object of mitzvah to beautify zekeli v'anvehu, it's a bezoyon if you'll take it down and use it for your food. Holy smoke. Remember that? Morid Yavram. This is an expression, master of Abraham. It's an expression which means, what in the world are you talking about? It's nothing more than an expression. Tole Tanya b'dele Tanya. You're coming to equate that which is a beferish b'raisa, that which is not a that is a statement. Sukkah Tanya, you're coming to ask me a question regarding noy sukkah. Noi sukkah is a Mishnah, and you're coming to answer the question from a minog regarding counting money kneged the Ner Chanukah. nowhere, b'chol ha-Torah kula, is there ever a discussion, is there any braisa, any mishnah, any memra that talks about counting money keneged ner Chanukah. This is something that we have invented right here and now on this page of Gemara. Whereas the sugya of Bing Nene from Noi Sukkah is documented way, way back, 1,000 years ago in the Mishnah, in the Braisa, it's Misaira Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So you forgot what the Halacha is that was taught at Sinai, and you come in to say, oh, the answer can be found from the Minog Yisrael not to count money Keneged Ner Chanukah. Excuse me, you have your priorities out of order. You're all mixed up. Morei d'Avram. It's an expression of shock. What have you just done here? Tole Tanya b'deloi Tanya. Are you going to hang something which is a beferish abraisa, the halach of sukkah, the halach of sukkah b'deloi Tanya? You're gonna go and you're gonna connect it to counting money keneged ner Chanukah. Sukkah Tanya. Sukkah is a prayer shabraisa. Chanukah Tanya. The Tanya sechcha kilchasa. If you put on your sukkah schach, the itra, and you beautify it bikramim. Now what is kramim? Beautiful kramim means, Rashi says, kramim. There is no Rashi. You want to help me? Rashi, para b'yiriyoy shel tzivam, colored garments. Okay? Tapestries. That was the big deal in ancient times. Tapestries. Window treatment. Leave it to all the interior decorators. How much they spend on window treatments. Okay? You have to treat the windows very, very nicely by putting on very beautiful tapestries on the windows. And then uvisadonin hamitsuyorim. Also, sheets that have been decorated. V'talaba, and here we come now. How are you further going to beautify the sukkah? V'talaba, egoizim, nuts, aparsikin, peaches, shkedim, almonds, rimonim, pomegranates, uparchili anavim, clusters of grapes, v'atare shel shibolim, stalks, clusters, ataris means clusters of stalks of grains, yenis, wine, shemanim oils, usilasois, flowers. Also, listabis. This is the way you really beautify a sukkah. Okay, the way you beautify a sukkah is not with the guy dressed up in the red costume and the white trimmings. Okay, that's not the way you decorate the sukkah. The way you decorate the sukkah is with sadonim, hamitsuyorim, and the kramim, and all of these items. And now, also listabik mechem, it is forbidden to derive benefit from these items. The huksol mitzvasai. They've been set aside for the mitzvah. Ad motzoi yom tov acharon shel chag ha'chiddush, until yom tov is over, all the way until the last of yom tov, even smashing even shmiyat tzaras. Okay, that's a whole sugya in of itself. The end of yom tov. V'im hisna aleim hakol lefi tinoi. However, if you make a tanai, if you do make a condition before yom tov begins, I only want that it should be the mitzvah only for a number of days. But if I do want to go make use of it for my purposes, mutter. It's a chiddush. It's a tremendous chiddush that a person has the ability to make such a tanai. It's permitted. Elo, so therefore you can do it. Elo Amar Yosef Avon de Kulu Dam. So the Moravia says, you're right. Enochinami, we made a very big mistake. It's a Feresh Braisa. The answer to your question, Feresh Braisa, and the Makar of all of these halachas come from blood. In other words, even the Braisa is a Braisa. How does the Braisa know it? The Braisa knows it from a pasuk in the Torah. The Shofach V'chisa. The Shofach V'chisa is the Shofach is a pasuk. I have to stop in 1 minute because I have to go on a conference call at 9:50. I didn't prepare one word for this. I'm assuming he's going to call me. He didn't even tell me he's going to call me. I didn't get a text from this guy. He's supposed to. I don't know what's going to be. He's going to call me. All right, but I'm going on a conference call in 5 minutes supposedly. So we have to finish up. But the Gemara's maskana over here is, as follows, is that there are three madregos. We have a pasuk, we have a braisa, and we have a memra. The pasuk is dam. The shofach v'chisa. The blood that you spill through a maisa shechita, that is done with your bare hands shall be the same instrument that you will use to cover the blood. Don't be mevazeh the dam. The next madrega is the braisa. The braisa is sukkah. If I designate an item to be mahadir, to beautify the sukkah, sukkah, the din of special din of zeh keli v'anveyu, hisnohe b'mitzvahs, beautify the mitzvah of sukkah. If you are mevazeh, so that you're not allowed to be mevazeh that item that's been set aside for this mitzvah, we learn from dam. And then we go to the third madrega, a memra. It's not a pasuk, it's not a braisa, it's a memra, ner chanukah. The ner has kedusha. It has kedusha. If the ner has kedusha, if the ner has it's an object of mitzvah, and being that it's an object of mitzvah, you have to not allowed to count money in its presence. It seems that money and a mitzvah are diametrically opposites. Okay, money. You know, there are some gedolim show they would not daven shmona esher with their with a wallet in their pocket. That a wallet in their pocket, they would not daven shmona esher. You cannot have it attached to your guf. Money. Money is a very dangerous thing. We need it. Shimon, you have some for me, maybe? Where am I going to find money?
Money?
Let me know. We'll go dig for it. Okay,
oh, yeah.
Have a wonderful night. Thank you very much for learning with me. If not for you, I wouldn't learn anything the whole day. Thank you very much. You're a tzaddik. Tzaddikim gemurim. May Hashem protect you. Shomer Yisrael, Shemar She'edis, Yisrael V'al Yerovag Yitzhol Ha'imrim, Shema Yisrael. May Hashem protect you all. Protect your families. Shlomi, what's with your cousin? How are they doing? How are they all doing? Shlomi, unmute yourself. How are your cousins doing? I can't hear you what you're saying. How are they doing? Are they okay? Are they getting better?
I didn't hear today. I'm just asking about him. How is he today?
How is
he? I said a lot of tell him. And they were supposed to wean him up off the respirator yesterday. I don't know what happened.
And what's doing with your other cousin, the one from Lawrence? How's she doing?
She's doing better. She's home. I think she